Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day? I say, I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Welcome back, Wisconsin. From Taylor Swift's lips to Donald Trump's ears, we're never, ever getting back together. No, thank you. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Some post-debate celebration. I can't think of another word for it. Brian, it struck me last night as we were about an hour into the debate, and it was very clear who was winning, that we will have witnessed two presidential debates in the span of under 4 months that probably will be two of the most impactful presidential debates that I have ever seen. Usually, and I've made this argument on the show before, usually the debates are kind of ho-hum and not much gets done unless there's some huge gaffe or a huge line that's landed. But these two debates, one led to President Joe Biden dropping out of the election, which brought us to the moment yesterday where we saw who is going to be our first Black female president of the United States absolutely handle the ailing, feeble, fumbling, bumbling nonsense that is Donald Trump. I just hugely impactful, historic even. Again, I think Kamala Harris has truly reset the standard. One of the moments, Brian, that I think you played earlier and that our last guest, Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson, mentioned was when she, Kamala Harris, asked Donald Trump, like, where you criticize Obamacare all the time, like, where is your health care plan? What is it that you're proposing to do to solve the health care problem for Americans? Let's take a little listen to that, because it was a moment.
Yes or no, you still do not have a plan.
I have concepts of a plan. I'm not president right now. But if we come up with something, I would only change it if we come up with something that's better and less expensive. And there are concepts and options we have to do that. And you'll be hearing about it in the not too distant future.
He said that 9 years ago.
Yes, he did, Brian. And this is why I agree with the chairwoman. I sort of teased that I had some tipping point moments, and this was one of them. And it was important to me for two reasons. I'm not president right now. Well, you want to be president in a very short amount of time. You're running to be president. Part of that is actually telling people what you would do. So if you hate Obamacare so much and you don't like the idea that people can no longer be denied for having pre-existing conditions, what, sir, is your plan? That was the moderator, Lindsay Davis, following up. Effectively, Kamala Harris put the question out there. Lindsay Davis then followed up and said, sir, what is your plan? He doesn't, I have concepts of a plan. I don't, what? You tried to get Obamacare struck down like 8 times. That was the
actually,
famous
it was like
John 50, McCain.
50 to 60 times they tried. They finally got it through the House, and Paul Ryan retired thinking that that was it. I'm done. And they had a kegger outside, and then McCain said no. And that's why
McCain
he hates McCain.
Said yes. And Kamala Harris mentioned that. She said one, a revered Republican was the one that cast the deciding vote with the she mentioned that in the debate. And I thought, hell yes. That is exactly the point. And it also is the rebuttal of this nonsense. I heard it from John Kasich earlier this morning on MSNBC that, oh, well, she did a really great job and she was good, but we need more specifics. Who the hell are you talking to, John? And what were you watching? Donald Trump has never had specifics. If you want to know the specifics, that's the 900-page Project 2025, right? Like, that's where it is. But Donald Trump is too addled, too feeble-minded, too narcissistic, and too pathological to actually retain any detailed information about anything other than bizarro internet rumors thoroughly debunked about eating cats.
Maggie, about the eating cats thing, when he was confronted with it, he goes, but I saw that on TV.
On TV.
That means that he, who has access to better information, better than the internet than we have, and he has access to information, and he would eschew that for what he saw on TV.
Do you have that sound, Brian? Because David Muir is like, I'm not talking about crap on television. I don't want a president that gets his information that he's going to talk about in a debate. I don't want a president that's going to make his immigration policy based on unfact-checked claims that he watches on TV. Do we have the sound? Because it's stunning.
You talk about extreme. I think one of the reasons why in this election, I actually have the endorsement of 200 Republicans who have formerly worked with President Bush, Mitt Romney, and John McCain, including the endorsement of former Vice President Dick Cheney and Congress member Liz Cheney. And if you want to really know the inside track on who the former president is, if he didn't make it clear already, just ask people who have worked with him. His former chief of staff, a four-star general, has said he has contempt for the Constitution of the United States. His former national security advisor has said he is dangerous and unfit. His former Secretary of Defense has said the nation, the republic, would never survive another Trump term.
Yeah, that was the Vice President Harris reaction to this nonsense craziness about the pet eating that came flying out of Donald Trump's mouth. The reason that I say the man is clearly addled is that there's this, first of all, as people age, there's actually a term for what Trump does. It's called tangentiality or something like that. It basically means that as you get older, you have a harder time following your thoughts and constructing a thorough, like, beginning to front argument. And so your thoughts wander and you hop from topic to topic. Trump calls it the weave. I call it addled. Okay. That is not a guy who can hold complex thoughts in his mind for more than 5 seconds. Here's the other thing. He sees it on TV yesterday. It comes out of his mouth 5 minutes later, right? Like, that's what's happening. It's not actual information. We should all reject any politician that makes policy decisions based on unverified information that they see on TV. That's dumb. I guess I'm saying Donald Trump is dumb. Carol from Madison, we got to take care of some business, but we'll talk more about the debate at the 3:30 hour because I've got the millionaires coming up next. We're going to talk about tariffs and price gouging. You're not going to want to miss it. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is The Maggie Dawn Show. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. News, weather, and sports is next, and then we'll be back with more after these important messages. You go talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk to me. But we are never, ever.
We got to do something.
Absolutely.
We're going to win because we did so well. Because it was so overwhelming, the thing that we did.